Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin Daf Samech. Picking up on Sabrinov, top line, four lines down. Next part of the Bryce, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Af Ali Kilayim. That Ben Noach is going to be also involved with Kilayim. That is to take animals and crossbreed them. Says Gemara, Minonim, you already know this from Omer Shmuel. The Omer Kropa says, as Chukosai Tishmoru. You got to guard my statutes. Guard my statutes, which means Chukim Shechukat. The ones that I already set upon you. You're not allowed to meet different animals with different types of species and plants with two different types also. The fact that you put these two together, just like the Isser of the animal is talking about meeting it, so too grafting when it comes to your field. This pasuk, when it says, starts off, Eschukosai Tishmoru, it's talking about the beginning that's found right in the beginning when we're talking about Kilayim. Eschukosai Tishmoru, Behem Techa Lo Sabia, Kilayim, Sotcha Lo Sezer Kilayim, Obegit Kilayim Shadis Lo Yala Alecha. Says Rashi on this, Eschukosai Tishmoru, Kishizu Yisrael Besinai, Behem Techa Lo Sabia, Pasach Bukra, Eschukosai Tishmoru, Mas Shalo Pasach Kain, Bishar Makomas, doesn't say like that in other places. Shema Mina, Hachikamer, this is what it's saying. Eschukosai Shecha Kakti Kavar Lebnei Noach, Tishmoru, guard that. Ve'eluhain, Behem Techa Lo Sabia, Kilayim, Aval Lo, Alcharishas Shor Vachamor, Lositam, they weren't warned about. So therefore, Kilayim, we see is one of them. Says Gemara, Ma Behem Techa Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Mechutz La'aretz, So this din over here, he's saying just like Behemtcha, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's still going to be necessary to be involved with Kilayim of meeting two types of species. So too, Sadcha bein ba'aretz bein chutzlarts, the idea of shatness or kilayim with the land also applies there to on out. Elamiyata, frak the Gemara, that's really true. Mishmartim is chukosai ves mishpatai. It says, you shall observe my statutes, my laws. Chukim shechakti lecha kvar. So what do we do now? You want to tell me that they're chayev to keep kolatar kula? Right? The pasuk says that dechsib b'cholatar kula. It says, Ushmartim is chukosai. They're chayev with all the bits of the Torah Kedosha. Says Gemara, Hasam Ushmartim es chukosai dehashda hacha chukosai tishmoru. That is chukim de meikar tishmoru. Right over there, the pasuk says, "You shall observe my statutes," which means those that are going to be commanded right now. But hacha in this place over here, when it's talking about kilayim, it switches. It says es chukosai tishmoru, not ushmartam chukosai, but chukosai tishmoru, which means my statutes, which means chukim de meikar tishmoru, the ones that I already had that were already put out. Those you go in your guard, as opposed to right now. So for no, it's not the old Torah. It says that whenever they would go ahead, and this is the next part of the Mishnah, taking us back to the Nun Hey, that whenever the judges would go and examine the Edom about cursing Megadef, they would say, may Yossi strike Yossi, but they wouldn't say Hashem's name until they have to actually get to the point where they give at the end. Amar Vachabay Yaakov, Ein Chayav Vachivarach Shem Ben Arba Osios. It's only Chayav when he uses the Shem, the Arba Osios means Yud Kevavke. Lafuki Ben Shte Osios is excluding when it's the name that has two letters. Says Rashi, Shem Hu, Velo Be'inin Shem Vafurash Ben Arboim Mishtaimos. It doesn't have to have the 42 one. But if it's going to be two, then like, A Yud and a Hey, Kari Bon Olam. Whoa. It's only Chayiv unless you do the four-letter name. You give up to you, not the two-letter. Pshita, Yaka Yossi es Yossi Taran. Because here's an example of Yossi when as Yossi. And that's talking about another name, which is four letters. So, yeah, it's got to be at least four. It says, Gwarma, the Tema Milsa Ba'almuhun Dilaka. You would have thought, no, the Mishnah is just picking a random name over here. It doesn't counting up how many letters are involved with it. Kamash Malan, therefore, could tell you, no, it's actually saying it's got to be four letters or to be hive. Igid Amri, some say, Amr Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Shma Mina, Shemin Arba Osios Nami, Shem Hu. So we see from here that the four letter name is also considered a name that a person is going to be chayiv for, says Gemara. Right, when it says Yossi, or we can learn now from here that even the four-letter name, not just another amount. It says Rashi, Shem Hu, Veloba Inan Shem first, Ben Arboy Mishtai Mosos. Doesn't have to be 42 letters. Says Gemara Pshita, obviously, Yaka Yosi is Yosi Tana. Says Yosi is Yosi. And that's four letters over there. So if we're learning the same idea, says Gemara, what the thing? I think Shem Rabba. It's got to be the Shem Rabba, the 42 letter. Milsa Baalma, who the Rock can just pick a random name over here. It happened to be four letters. Kamash Bala, no, it's specific that it's being brought over here. It's got to be the four letter name. That even the four letter name. Negmar Adin, the Hagen Bikinoi. When it actually Negmar Adin, then they can't kill him just based off Yossi. They have to get everyone out of the room and they ask the biggest one of them over here and say, tell us exactly what you heard over there. And he goes and he says exactly what he heard. And they stand over there and they tear the clothing and they go out and they never repair those garments over here. And the other one is say, I heard it and I heard it, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's Gemara. Om Deminal. Where do we learn that? That they stand up when they hear the name of Hashem. I read Zikam Rami, the Amar Kol Pasuk says, this is talking about the case when Ehud and Eglon Melech Moav met. We know that Ehud came along and he killed him. He was lefty, and that's why when he came in, they didn't check his right side, they checked his left side, because the opponent has a sword, has on the left side, the guards, when he went to the king, he said, I have something to say from God. They checked his left side, because most people read it, not his right side, and therefore he stuck him with the sword, and Eglon Melech Moav was a really fat guy. He said Hashem's name, he stood up, and he stabbed him in the stomach, and he got swallowed up over there. Anyway, Dami Kol Pasuk says, they and Ehud came to Eglon Melech Moav, and he was sitting in his own place, but you know, his own private chamber. I have the word of God for you. Oh my gosh, he stood up and he heard that. Isn't that Kavachomer? Eglon Melech Moav, he's a nacher, and he only knows like the shame of a kinoi. Right, he says the word Elohim, which wasn't, you know, the name of Yudke Vavke. And even so, the guy stood up for that name. Amar, he got up. You saw Hashem of Furish, if Hashem, and it's Hashem of Furish, right, which is the 42-letter name. The four-letter name in this context, Alach is Kama Vakama. How much more so? We should go ahead and we should stand up as well, says Rashi, right? Klomar, Hashem Miyuchad. We got to get stand up for such a thing. Korimina Alon. Where do we know they go and they rip through, rip their clothing? The seven says, "Vayavol Yalkim ben Chilkia, v'shevna hasofer, v'yov ben Asafa maskiras el Chilkiyo kirua krue begadim." It says that these people they came and they ripped their clothing. Vaygidalo divrei Rav Shake. This takes us to Bitcoin, and if you can't afford Bitcoin, then go to Malachim Bays. Yud Tes. Anyway, that is Rashi says al gidufin sheshamu mipi Rav. Gosh, how do you pronounce his name? Rav Shakei kedechsev asher sholchu misha melech asher adonav lecharif elokim chai. Unbelievable. Now, what happened was that there was Yehuda was coming in and they were attacking, and Rav Kasha sent the king to Yerushalayim to go and to curse Hashem. And when they heard this, the three officers of Chizkiyo, they ripped their clothing. Next, Lomach, and then they'll go and they repair it. Report. Amar Rabbi Yavo Asitz Gzer Shava. Kriya Kriya. He learns the Gzer Shava of Kriya Kriya. Ksiv hacha krui begadim. It says over here by Chizkiyo Melchim, they ripped their clothing. Ksiv hasa, it says over there, when Eliyahu Navi was nifter, ve'elisha roa ve'hu mitzai kavi avi rechev, yisov v'rashav l'ruod, that Elisha he saw, and he was crying, my father, avi, avi, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. He didn't see him again. He took his clothing, he ripped it into two pieces. He ripped his clothing, he took it, he ripped it in two. But the fact that it says he ripped it in two, I don't know that they're torn. So what it's telling us, that they stay like that forever, therefore you can't go ahead and ever put them back together. Whether you hear the actual curse itself, or you hear it from someone else who heard it, you have to go and you have to tear your clothing. But the Edom don't have have to do it when they go and they say it back. They already ripped it at the time that they heard it. Did they really do that at the time they heard it? But they're hearing it again right now. So who cares? They're hearing it now again. That HaMelech Hizkiyo Kara, that only he went ahead and did it, Vehem Lokar, but they, the ones who told it to him, they didn't go and do it because they already did it before when they heard it from Rav Shake. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shamea Askara Mipio Vekochav, someone who hears Hashem's name as a curse, someone's cursing from a guy, says Rashi Brichas Hashem Mipio Vekochav, and Ochayv Lekar, you don't have to go into tear, says Gemara, you don't have to tear. Vim Tomer Rav Shake, but if you say, but the Yidden, they tore it when they heard Rav Shake, and he was from, you know, from the Goyim, Rashi says, Vim Tomer Yakari with Rav Shake, Yisrael Mumer Haya, right? He was like off the D. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the answer. Vim Tomer Rav Kashe, you saw mummer, I would say you saw mummer. From every domer Shmuel, ein karen ella al shem hamiyuchad b'vad. We only do it for the shem hamiyuchad. Lafuke kinoi the low. Not if it's some sort of kinoi, like which is not the actual name. It's a lower level name. Upliga the Rav Chia bar Tervayu, and these dinim are actually arguing them both on Rav Chia. Damer Rav Chia, Shemei Askar b'Zman Hazav. You hear it nowadays. Einu Chayev Lekar. You don't have to go into Teir. Sheim Iata Omerken. Because if you don't say that, then the Smalikola Beged Kroim, one entire garment would be filled with it. Rashi Shafia Yadavar Tadiel. If you shein b'Sarim Nibeisa, people are not scared anymore of anything. Therefore, right, the courts don't have. They can't carry out the killing these people. And for nobody's scared, and it's crazy. It's all over the place. Now, Miman, now, from who are you hearing this coming from? Like, who's cursing God's name all the time? Elim, you saw it, Mifkire, Kuliai, what is such hefker going on over here? Really? No, come on. We're talking about Goyim. V'shem Yuchad. We're saying V'shem Yuchad. Mikamiri. Do they know the Shem Yuchad? Of course not. Elala b'kinoi. They're using a kinoi. Shmamina b'smanazehu delo. And therefore, we learn from here that according to Avchia, it's only nowadays the ones that have to go and to do it over these cursing Hashem, blasphemy. Hameikara chayev. But originally, we were chayev to go and do it, even when you heard it from a guy, even that name Shmamina. So we see argues with both of them. The point is, they have these Goyim running around. I'm running around saying Shem Hashem and curse, you know, saying gosh darn or whatever, you know, they're saying over and over again these type of things. But the fact that we're saying nowadays that's the case must mean that a kari you would be chayev even if it's the Shem of a kinoi, even from a guy. Therefore, he's arguing with him. He says it has to be not that. Okay, Hasheni Omer Afani Kamo, and the second lady says, "Yeah, I heard like he said also. Shaka Shma Mida Ani Afani Kamo." He says also like I like him. Kasher B'dinim Mamonis B'dinim Fashas. That's going to work with Dinim Mamonis and Fashas also. Maila Hu the Avid Rabbanon. It was a Maila Rabbanon said to say that each witness has to repeat the whole thing. V'Hacha Kivir the Left. So you're not able to do such a thing. So Kumur Rabbanon Daraisa. They went back to Daraisa to get in. And even just saying I heard it, that's enough. And we kill this person with this edus. If you want to say that this is going to be possible, midaraisa, I actually have to say the whole thing out. Hacha mishum dala efshar katlin in the gavra. What do you want to say over here? Will we kill a person without this testimony because it's not possible to allow all of them to go and say it? Just the opposite. Midaraisa, each one has to go ahead and say the full thing out explicitly. Then we would have to allow the second one to repeat it straight up, just like we let the first one go and do it. Vashlisha Maaf and Ikamo, and the third one is there also says, yeah, also I like him also. Stomach Rabbi Akiva, this Stam Mishnah goes to Rabbi Akiva, the Makkah Shlosh Lishnaim, who compares three Adam to that of two Adam. This takes us back to we saw Makkah. A few times we saw this brought down. Rabbi Akiva says that if one of three Adam is disqualified for some of the reasons, then the other two is also out. That's why he says, Apishne Adam or three Adam. And he learns that from that Pasuk over there. I think what I was saying, because of this din, that our Mishnah necessitates the judges to have the third witness also come and say it. And if the third one, it turns out to be no good, then the whole thing is thrown out the window. Beep, turn the page. Samech Amud Beis. Zok, the next Heilige Mishnah. All right. Don't forget that again. Beep. Samech Amud Beis. Now, Zok, the Mishnah. Ovi Kachave, Ovi Rav Kachave. Someone goes and he serves idols. Achad Ovid, whether a person's Ovid, Rashi says before Shikamar, the Gemara explains what that means. Achad is Beach, and someone who amizabeach, someone who shechs an animal to it. So Rashi says, "We're going mukim la lekula masnis and b'she'ein darkel she'os avodas kachavim la'avda b'kach." If that's not the way that you go and you serve it, afilu hachi ana chavodos mechayev. Even on those things, you're going to be chayev. Kedilah for the b'risa, we're going to learn the b'risa. So someone who serves avodah zarah, they slaughter to it. Ve'echad mekater, you go and you burn incense to it. Ve'echad menasich, someone goes and pours wine to it. You know, these nisuch libations. Ve'echad mishtachaveh, someone goes and he bow to it. Ve'echad mekablo alav le'eloha, someone accepts the potom as a power. I says v'afilo amir ba'alma. Go to Omer lo alai ata dis kish lezvicha duksiv yishtachu lovi yizmachu lovi yumu le'elohecha Yisrael. You are my God. But let's say someone goes, in all these cases, there is going to be skila. Aval megafe, if someone goes and he hugs it, right? Shalom kedarko, right? That's not the way it's done. From nashich the kiss, and mechabit they sweep in front of it. From rabbits, somebody goes and sprinkles, spritzes water in front of it. From rachitz who washes it, v'sachu anoints it with oil. From mamish who clothes it. From manu who puts shoes on it. Over belosase, over in iser losase, right? Says losa avdei miyaseriksev chad bedibros v'shoros v'achronos v'chad losa shtach v'leloheim losa avdeim losa sekamaseim. Im eino inyan l'kedarka tenei inyan shalom kedarka aval misa lo mechayev b'shalom kedarka elahani deparat v'hu b'kra. Only something which is kedarka do you get skila, unless it's something that the pasuk explicitly states. But if shalom kedarka, then there's a lav, but you actually don't get killed for it. The blunder strikes again. This week's parasha of no, don't have any other gods. Over lo sase hano de b'shmo, someone who swears in its name. I says belosh and neder koni melaya al perush shabolam b'shem avodas kochav plonis imerchatz, that I'm not getting any anah for any sort of fruits in the world in the name of this particular avodah zara. If I bathe, right, or mekayim b'shmo, someone who swears in its name. Rashi says shavua nishba metagir b'mekayim. As over belo sase is over a lo sase. Shem Elohim Achim Los Askirus, as the pasuk says, Rashi. Hapolatzu l'bal par. Somebody goes to the bathroom for the bal par. That's like he goes number two, and that's how you're over it. That's how you oved it. V'chayv lo misa. It's chayv misa. Zu evel. So let's say you serve it. Azorik evel l'Markulis. Someone who goes and throws a stone to Markulis. Zu hi avodah. So that is how you serve it. Rashi says mitzadin shalos avadim achas mikan vachas mikan vachas mimala. They put three stones. One on one side. One on the other. One on top of them. Al gabeim b'karu nosam Markulis v'avdeim mosab bezrikas avadim. They throw stones at it. That's how you go ahead, and that's how you serve it. That is the service. So how's the gemara? My echad oved. What does it mean when somebody serves it? Like the rest of the things that are said, they're not being serving. Rashi says, "Atu kohani lav oved nenu." Right, start off the Mishnah by saying, "Ha oved avodas kachav." Then it says, "Echad oved echad mizbeach," but it's also serving it, isn't it? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, which means to say, "Echad oved kedarka." This idea of skila is whether you did kedarka, oved kedarka, the normal way. If you did any of these things, that you shecht an animal to it, burn things to it, burn libations about to it, then even if it's shalok kedarka, you're also going to be chayiv skila. It's just official kedarka, but it's also alolu kedyolof kaman to call avodas anasos b'fnim legavoa chayiv malah misa b'avodas kochavim afish shalok kedarka. Amazing. The Mishnah also says someone who sprinkles the dam. Why isn't that something which is brought down over here? Since the blood, we know the way that it said anything that's done b'fnim, and so the kabbalas is done like the normal way for Hashem, even if you look at the Vodazar, you're going to be chayev. So what about Zorik? Right? Says, Debish lama mekabal omolich lo kashya lo anafik av davodas p'nim haim, lo ashkan de lahavi avodas hanasos l'shem avodas kochav, min kadashkan hanach zvich avizbuch lo. So, okay, I understand the fact that maybe bringing it there and taking it off there, that's something which is, you know, two things are done in the Beis HaMikdash, and that wouldn't apply over here. There's no question about that, because no pasuk that brings down these things being done for Avodah Zarah. But since the blood of normal karbanos is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, then that's something where they also be put to death, even if it's shalok kedarka. Amar Abaye, Zorik had a Menasek. That's the same as Menasek when they do the libations. Rashi says, the Masnisen, the Hakra, Nami Nisuch Kriya. That's called Nisuch as well. Dechsev, Bal Asich Niskei Midam, I shall not pour their blood libations. Minani Bili. Now we're going to figure out somebody who shechs or burns or pours or bows to it. It's got to be Chayev Skila, even if it's not Shalok Hedaka. It's not the normal way of serving it. Where do we know that from? The Tanur Rabbanim we're learning today, Braisa. This is talking about somebody who shechs to the gods shall be destroyed. Right? Only to Hashem alone. Ilu Nemai Zoveach Yacharam, it would have said, one who slaughtered shall be destroyed. Hey, see, I would have said, Zoveach Kachem Akutsa Kachem Adaber. That's just talking about somebody who shechs carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Lomer, Lo Elohim, to gods, telling B'Zaveach, Lavodos Kochav, and Kosom Dabar. That's what it's talking about. We say someone who shechs to another god, as M'Dichayev Skila, even in Shalok Hadarka. And the Elo B'Zaveach, I don't know about B'Zaveach. How do I know if you burn, right, or if you're pouring, yeah, burnt carbon, or you pour the libations, Talmud Lomer, Bilti La Hashem Levado, only to Hashem alone. It's reserving all these things that are normally done in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning that for only L'Shem HaMiyuchad. L'Shem HaMiyuchad is showing any service is done for Hashem is for Him alone. If someone does it to some other God, is going to get this punishment and that's going to be destroyed. L'vishi yatsa zvicha, since the Pasuk explicitly spelled out the idea of zvicha, of shechting, lidon ba'avodas pinim. So, I'm sorry. Lefishi yatsas vicha lidan bavodas penim minayin larabas hashtachava. Right, we explained that the things are normally done inside of the Beis HaMikdash. To tell that anyone who does these things on avodah zarah is going to get skill, even if it's a lokadaka. That's not the normal way that it's served. But minayin larabas hashtachava. I don't know. Bowing down is also going to get that. Right, because that's not something that was done as part of the avodos. If you can't learn it out, you know, from shechting. It says he went and served other gods, and he bowed down to him. Right? He says he bowed down to him. It's talking about bowing down to something that's not usually served through like that way, because in the normal way, the pasuk already said, and served some other god. It says Rashi, right? The darka lavoda bekach bechlav ayovedu. And then put it right next to it, says, you bring that person out and you stone him. So we say, everybody must get stoned if they behave like that. Sounds like Gemara, Onesh Shamanu. Okay, we're learning about the punishment someone bows down to Avodah Zarah. Asar Minayin, I don't know the warning. He's warning. Where's the warning from? Talmud Lomer, Ki Lo Sistachavel Elocher, don't bow down to another, to God. Yochel Shani Marbe, I would have thought that I should include Hamagape, Vamenashek, Vamamnil. I would include someone who hugs or kisses or puts shoes on Avodah Zarah. Talmud Lomer, Zoveach. That is the idea of shechting. Zvicha b'chlala, he says. Zvicha was already included in things also. Why did it say it straight out? Right? If bowing down was like the model that's including every, you know, anything else, and shechting would have also fallen into being killed because shechting also is respect. So why does it have to spell it out? What are you saying by putting it out? Hakish aleha, to go to, make hakish to it. Just like Shchita, something done in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to have Misa doing to a false god, even if it's Lokadaka, Av Kol Shiavodas Penim, V'chemela Misa, anything is Mevodas Penim, you're going to be Chayav Misa, even if Sulkadaka. Yatsa, Ishtachava, Lidan Batsma. That's excluding, or right, bowing down to be something on its own. Yatsa Zvicha Lidan ala Klal Kulo. Right, so the first part is the teaching bowing down alone. Other non Beis HaMikdash services, you're going to get skila when it's not the normal thing which is being done. Yatsa and shechting was also singled out. Zvicha lidon al klal kulo, for the entire category of things that done the Beis HaMikdash, to teach that those things are punished even by skila, even though it's shalok hadaka. Amar mar hayisi omer. Right? I would have said, this is talking about, if it only would have said, one who shechs is going to be destroyed, then I would have said, B'zoveach kachem b'chutz, that's what it's talking about. Zoveach kachem b'chutz, karesu. Says, huh? The punishment there is kares. Right? But this is speaking out the death penalty, which is bidei beizdin. Sakatat chamina. Right? When it says that it shall be destroyed, such a lashon, one who shechs is going to be destroyed, but that sounds like that's based in here. It says zaveach kachem bechutz is kares. Sakad chamina. I would have thought ki asu be kitala ki lo asu be kares. Kamash Malan, not like that. I would have maybe thought to say that when you're warned that the person does this, they're going to be killed, then he's killed. I mean, when he's not warned what's going to happen, then he's just going to get kares. Kamash Malan, therefore the pasuk comes to teach us when it says to the gods that the death penalty is brought over here applies to one of the shechita to a false god, not to one who shechs a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.